Yeah, bro. Like, you know, I'm going to do the top five right now, but I'm gonna switch it up tonight. In love and memory of my big man, bro, my homeboy, my, you know, my basketball hero, Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to do the top eight. You know what I mean? So I'm
going
to do.
Oh, snap. I heard that.
Straight up. Salute to my man, bro. So we're going to do the eight reasons why Kobe Bryant is the greatest in my eyes, bro. You see, we talk about what made Kobe so great, because I knew we were going to spend time on him as a player, him as a father, him as a, you know what I mean, an entrepreneur and all these things. But I'm going to bring it back to the court, bro, and some of the little stuff off the court or whatnot. But the reason why, in my mind, I always went hard for the dude, why Kobe Bryant was the greatest I've ever seen. So I'm going to start with number eight. My man had 15 all-star selections. It was in a time where the players voted more, and the media voted, you know what I mean, before they started letting fans vote and do all that. But when it was about the players and about the media, you know, 15 different selections, his peers thought that if we're going to talk about the great players in our league, Kobe Bryant's name had to be mentioned. So I want to start off the top five with, you know, with his peers always salute him for being an all-star. Number seven, I think this goes unrecognized, and I had to salute my man. My boy Jay is a sports fanatic. So when you brought it up earlier, Jay, I was like, my man didn't enter my top eight right now. You know what I mean? I was quiet about it. But my man was digging it, you know what I mean? But it was one of them rare moments that I don't think people really give him credit for. But number seven, Kobe Bryant put life back into USA basketball in 2008. I think not only did he rightfully rejuvenate the USA basketball team, but every player who took away from, you know, playing with him, it, you know, a lot of them end up becoming something more than what they was after playing with him. Even LeBron said that, you know, that USA team, he realized the importance of being there every day and playing, like, tenacity, you know, tenacious defense. Like, Kobe, in a nutshell, in the last 2 minutes, had 9 points, 2 assists, and guarded Spain, you know, when we was down 2 points in the last 2 minutes, guarded Spain's toughest offensive player. But he just went on an onslaught and to go get the gold medal. But I think it goes underrated, the life he put back into USA basketball. All right, so number six, another thing about Kobe Bryant that I think goes untalked about, the man was a great defender, like one of the best as a guard. Matter of fact, Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, and Garnett got the most all-team defense selections of all time, and I think it was nine. But, you know, that's a nice list to be on, to have nine first-team all-defense selections or whatnot, with Gary Payton, who we regard as one of the, you know, best defensive point guards ever, Michael Jordan, who is regarded as a great two-way player, you know what I mean, probably the greatest ever, and, you know, Kevin Garnett.
There you go. There you go. You almost broke.
You know, KG, who did his thing. You get what I'm saying? So I would just say NBA, his all-defensive team, his nine selections, number six, goes unnoticed at times. Number five, with his passing, a lot of the players that played with him, a lot of his peers, they have said this. I've always known this about him, but to see the stories that's coming out, Kobe Bryant had the craziest work ethic of any NBA athlete ever. You know what I mean? Like, that goes crazily unstated sometimes. You know, Dwight Howard, you know, said that he was not going into no damn gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's the reason why they beat. But, you know, I see Kobe practicing at 5 o'clock in the morning, every morning. But after a game, he got a five, you know, he have a practice session set up after the game at the next city they're going in. It's just unreal what he was willing to do to his body to become special and to become great. And either you're going to do the same thing and put the work in and become great, or you're just going to watch me run all over your ass. And that's what he was willing to do to himself to be great. Watch out for Jason Tatum, because Jason Tatum himself has gone through, like, the COVID training now and felt like he has to take on that work ethic. So I've always looked at Jason Tatum as, is he going to pick up that Mamba mentality that, you know, he worked on with COVID with side by side. So we'll go on to number four. What made Kobe the greatest in my eyes was his 8-1 point night, bro. Like, it was an 8-1 point that was needed. They needed all of it to win. It wasn't like he was just out there, you know, showing off. They was up 40. He was still out there putting. They was in the third quarter, fourth quarter, battling versus the Raptors. They couldn't do anything to him. The Raptors coach said they had boxing ones. They had all type of defenses they were throwing at them, different zones and different zone packages, running out different defenders. There was nothing you could do with Kobe Bryant that night. He was on another level. His scoring is just crazy. Like I think, in the last 50 years, there has been no player other than him to score 50 points in four straight games. 50 points in four straight games in the last 50 years has never been done by no player. Every player, every team in the NBA that's in a 40 ball against this man, for real. You feel me? Like, it's just crazy, bro. Kobe's also the only player with three consecutive playoff runs with 600 points. Like, putting up 600 points in three straight playoffs. Kobe Bryant is unreal when it comes to, like, scoring. I think he's, you know, shout out to LeBron, who just passed him on the scoring list. You know, some of the injuries caught up with Kobe because he was on Karl Malone's ass. He was coming for you, Karl. I know you know he was coming. But to get, you know, those injuries caught up with him at the end of his career. But, you know, shout out to his 8-1 point night. Number three, what made my man, like, the greatest of all time with me was his killer instinct. That thing at the end of the game that said, I'm not losing this game. Kobe had that. Kobe was willing to go against everybody to win. He was willing to shoot when nobody else wanted to shoot. That Mamba mentality made him great. Them two rings back-to-back when they said he couldn't win without Shaq. He went out there with a killer instinct with a starting five of Derek Fisher, Ron Artest, and Andrew Bynum. Gasol, I think, was the only all-star at the time that joined the team before whatever. But Artest, them, all them won championships alongside Kobe, didn't catch one after Kobe. So that just goes to show, like, the killer instinct that he instilled to the people that was around him, even after Shaq left. Number two, his mind on and off the court made that man great, bro. Like, the things he was ready to do for women basketball because of his daughter, because of the things that he saw that needed changes, like the income level, he was instrumental on trying to raise the money that female basketball players make. Just his mind on the court, being a student of the game, 5 championships in total, bro, going to go win an Academy Award after basketball was over with, his show detail. Right. He was all over the place. The languages that he spoke, you know what I mean? Italian reporter could go and speak to him, and he'll fluently speak to that reporter, turn right back around and speak Spanish to another reporter, and then turn right back around and answer a question in French. Kobe Bryant was a worldly superstar. And his mind on and off the court, bro, he was always curious, always trying to get better. They say he would take a move that he saw in the league that year and go perfect that move and bring it back the next season because he wanted to know a move that he saw that was great. He wanted to take it and put his spin on it and see if he'd make somebody stop it. Kobe Bryant was crazy mentally on and off the court. And the number one thing, bro, like that I would say that made Kobe Bryant the best player I ever seen, the man literally was a perfect player, bro. Like, T-Mac said he's never seen a flaw in his game. LeBron James said there was no flaws in him. If you step back, he can shoot a three on you. If you go up, he can go past you. He had a mid-range game, a post game. He was good at the free throw line. The fadeaway shot that he had, he could drive, he could finish. He was tenacious. He was tough. He could play in that era with Jordan and, you know, the Bad Boy Pistons and the Celtics. And he can also play in this era, you know what I mean, with running and whatnot and just putting up buckets because you know he's going to shoot. So in his shooting offensive era, he ain't scared of that either. He was an all-around amazing, flawless, skilled player. And I'm going to miss – I miss watching him play, but I'm going to miss just seeing him in that big, bright smile of his and his family, man. Kobe, my favorite player of all time, the greatest I've ever seen. Rest in power, my brother. You're going to be missed. And that's my top eight for Kobe Bryant.
Bravo.